Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and I've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line. We're going to be joined in just a few moments by Alex Jones. In the last segment, we played Chris Hayes of MSNBC's attack on Dan Bondi and on InfoWars. You know, it's reporters like Dan Bondi who aren't afraid to ask the tough questions, who don't go along just to get access. That's what people are looking for. He may not have the perfect diction of Chris Hayes. You know, he has a regional dialect, a regional accent. So what? I mean, the guy is hardcore. I know him from work, when he worked here. He's hardcore about this. He's going to ask these questions. He's not going to shut up just so he can get access, just so people will say nice things about Dan. Dan is going to go for the truth. That's exactly what we did not see when it was revealed on YouTube, the Turkish government plotting to attack their own troops. Paul, what do you think about that MSNBC clip that we just played with Chris Hedge going after Dan Bondi?
Well, the bottom line is Chris Hayes thinks it's, quote, absolutely justifiable for elected representatives to tell their constituents to go F yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got news for him, David. Leaping to the defense of slimy politicians like Josh Miller is not going to win Chris Hayes or MSNBC back their hemorrhaging audience. That's They're right. Insulting the American people with this kind of stuff. So we'll continue to steal what's left of their dwindling audience. So I'd like to personally thank Chris Hayes. I encourage him to continue with that behavior.
Yeah, their audience is essentially non-existent, like I pointed out before. Rachel Maddow gets about 200,000 views now, unless it's, I don't know if that was before or after the 24% drop in their ratings. This radio program gets about 3 million views on a daily basis. If you look at any metric, they try to dismiss InfoWars as a conspiracy website on the internet. You know, we do have a big presence on the internet. It's a much bigger presence than MSNBC if you look at the Alexa ratings, especially on an international basis. You know, Alexa rates the different, ranks the different websites, and we have a ranking of about 1,000. They're about 2,000 globally. But if you look at YouTube, nobody is watching them on YouTube either. They're not watching them on cable. They're not watching them on YouTube. As I pointed out just before the break, they've only had about 142,000 views since 2011 when they started the MSNBC channel on YouTube. InfoWars has been up since 2011, and just on our main channel, we got 371 million views. We've got documentaries that have had 50, 60, 70 million views on other people's channels that are not even up on our channel. That's just our news reports that are there. And we've got multiple channels. It's amazing how small MSNBC is. It's amazing how small the impact is of these mainstream media places. And it's getting smaller because of the way that they're skewing the news, as we just saw with this report on Turkey.
Well, I mean, why are they losing their audience? Look at the people who they hire. You know, Ronan Farrow, Hillary Clinton acolyte, Melissa Harris-Perry, the state owns your children. People don't want to hear that anymore. There's a backlash against it. And look at this guy, Chris Hayes, the ultimate Obama loyalist prostitute, a Democratic Party operative posing as a journalist. His brother was an Obama 2012 campaign director. Hayes himself is a vehement Obamacare supporter. And he makes a living out of being a water carrier for the Obama administration. He regurgitates their talking points. That's his job. So the very thought of an independent reporter like Dan Bondi having the guts to act as real journalists are supposed to act in an adversarial manner against the state, that to Chris Hayes is a horrific notion. It's an embarrassment to him.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever you have somebody ask an honest question, It's a real big deal at a press conference. You know, Jake Tapper asked an honest question. Everybody kind of freaked out. You had a Daily Caller intern named Finger. He asked an honest question at a White House press conference, and everybody's like, what's up with this? This is absolutely inappropriate. He violated decorum. We're going to be right back. Alex Jones is going to be joining us to weigh in on what the media's response is to false flags. Yeah, that's right. They're really true. They really exist, and they've been caught red-handed. We'll be right back with Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone. I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex in the studio. Alex is joining us on the phone now to comment about this MSNBC piece. And, of course, we also have Paul Joseph Watson, who we've been talking to about the exposure of a Turkish plot to start a war with Syria for NATO's purposes, for the U.S.'s purposes, by staging a false flag attack, a missile attack on its own troops. This has happened over and over again. We've been telling you so many times throughout history about false flag attacks, and yet MSNBC wants to laugh about that, wants to laugh about Dan Bedondi. Alex, you wanted to call in and talk about this?
Absolutely, and I just want to point out, David Knight, you are not filling in when you do the show. You do just as good a job as I do, and you're a great reporter and anchor for InfoWars Nightly News with Jakari and Leanne, and you're just doing a fabulous job. And I'm calling in to report on how these two stories tie together. You have the Turkish media, mainstream media, admitting that, yes, this is their defense minister talking about different terror attacks. They can say to blame the Syrians so they can attack them with heavy artillery and aircraft, okay, to try to start a new war and attack the Russian troops that are there. This is the system trying to start World War III. This is the globalist trying to start World War III. It's a massive false flag news story that we risked our lives to bring, but we get death threats over taking this international news and putting it out in the U.S. and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because we have no future, but we don't expose the false flag. False flags are at least 3,000. 2,000 years old, recorded. Most big empire states false flags to start wars. Hitler started Operation Himmler at Gliwice, attacking their own military bases and dressing up Polish concentration camp victims in Polish uniforms and shooting them, and in German uniforms and shooting them for the newsreel. So guaranteed, folks, Sandy Hook has all the markings of a false flag. And Operation Northwood talks about staging shootings at malls, movie theaters, and other places to bring in tyranny. That's declassified. ABC News back in 2001. So that's the reality. So Dan Bondi, you know, the media likes to make fun of Dan because he's a real guy from Rhode Island, because he's not polished, just like I'm not polished. No, we're popular MSNBC and have probably five times the audience you have conservatively. Just look at the Alexa ratings of our website versus their site. We're like six times bigger. We are more successful because we got a real guy that has heart and has guts. And there were hundreds of reporters threatened by the Secret Service that had no business there at the Boston bombing, exposing that they had a drill that we exposed, that was later confirmed, exposing a false flag attack. And that man, I should have been there, but I was busy covering it all. I didn't realize how big it would get. That man went to three press conferences and got threatened by FBI and Secret Service. That man had the will to get up there and have half his family turn against him and literally, you know, do things like end up basically having his daughter's custody taken away from him. And I don't mean to get into this kind of stuff, but he went through living hell in Rhode Island to go and do what he did nearby Boston. And those cowards sitting there on national television sit there and make fun of a patriot who's got incredible courage and goes into committee hearings where they're trying to pass a law to ban semi-autos and confiscate them. And that man, that Paul Revere, marches in there for all of us. And these scum have the nerve to make fun of him. Make fun of him because he's got an East Coast accent. Make fun of him because, you know, he's a, quote, you know, dumb Italian in their view. This is the type of garbage that we're dealing with in this country, and I'm sick of it. He's there exposing false flags. They're trying to take our liberty. He's there exposing gun confiscation, and they make fun of him. Here's the deal. They are running scared of people coming into committee hearings and saying, you will not take our guns. They're running scared of me telling Piers Morgan the exact same message, putting them on notice. That's what it takes, escalating the rhetoric up to the level of the enemy. And that is what we are doing. We are countering their fraud right now. Here it comes out that our criminal NATO New World Order banker-run government through Turkey, where they've got the al-Qaeda forces massing, are trying to stage terror attacks. They've already been doing it. We caught the al-Qaeda forces out of Saudi Arabia three times launching chemical attacks. We blew that wide open. Now the UN admits it. The truth is we have the high ground. We have justice on our side. And the entire InfoWars operation goes through all sorts of stuff that people never even hear about and never even know about. But our East Coast reporter, Dan Bondi, who literally has gone through all sorts of living hell and threats and things on his life and a bunch of his family coming out against him and things whenever he had the nerve to go on national television and take over those press conferences and expose that false flag. So we salute him, and we salute Paul Revere, because he's in the spirit of Paul Revere. And if more men in this country acted like that, we wouldn't be in this situation. This is serious, folks. We have the Turkish defense minister openly talking about staging terror attacks that will bring the United States into a full-on war up against Russian proxy troops in Syria. This is dead serious, people, and it's time for the population out there to stop being Bible-calm. It's time for people to stand with folks like Dan Bondi and with myself and David Knight and the rest of the crew in the face of a tyrant. We're sending Ja'Kari Jackson and others to the Boston Marathon. If I'm able to with my schedule and family issues, I will be going as well. We need to be there to expose the one-year anniversary of that false flag and expose the other false flags and expose the tool of the false flag that's being used to take over our society. David Knight in Austin, Texas, Paul Watson in London, give me your take on that.
You're absolutely right, Alex. He's been mocked. He's been vilified. He's paid a huge personal cost. It always takes that. I mean, that's what we were just talking about in the last hour. Look at Hobby Lobby. This guy is facing $1.5 million a day fines because he's going to stand on his personal beliefs, and yet he gets mocked by Jon Stewart in a Jesus Christ Superstore piece. That's, you're always going to get mocked if you stand on your principles. They're going to fight you if you stand on your principles.
And but that's the good news.
That's right.
Is there a paper tiger or the emperor's new clothes? No one is listening to them now. They lost a quarter of their audience. They just want to keep the facade up that they morally control everything and they have the high ground and they dictate to us. No, we're the real liberals. We believe in Hobby Lobby's right to not pay for all that garbage. We believe in Chick-fil-A's right to do what they want. And we believe in other people's rights to do what they want. That's what libertarianism is. It's really mechanism of the left or the control right, and we're waking up. Paul Watson.
The question is, why do they recoil in horror at somebody like Dan Bidondis? Because he's holding up a mirror to them. He's showing them how to do their job. He's a journalistic bulldog. Yes, he might not be the most polished, but he's acting in that adversarial role that the mainstream media has completely abandoned, is being trashed for and losing all their audience for. That's why they're so threatened by a Dan Bidondi, by an Infowars.com, by an Alex Jones, because we're supplanting them, we're stealing their audience, we're pushing accurate, true narratives while they try and maintain this crumbling facade of the Obama administration and the U.S. military-industrial complex. They're scared to death. They're filled with sheer terror that somebody, a journalist, could dare to ask real questions of public officials.
That's right, and that's why they want to ridicule us. That's why they want to attack it. If you just joined us, the video's up on Infowars.com. I know Paul's going to do an article about it. The sniveling tyranny of him saying, you will not confiscate our guns, and the guy goes, go F yourself. That's their plan. And they're a bunch of thugs. And, again, it blew up in their face. It made them look bad. So they're acting like it made us look bad. Dan Bidondi is a hero. Our entire crew of people are amazing folks. Our listeners that support us are heroes and heroines. And we salute every single one of you out there. We have the truth. We have the high ground. We're the liberals in the vein of Thomas Jefferson. And we will never be stopped. And we're on the march. And the spirit that Dan Bidondi has, because I've gone into and done similar things, been arrested by Bush and others, to march in there and to have the Secret Service, when Obama wasn't even in town, come up to him on national TV and threaten him on both sides, an FBI thug from Obama, not your average FBI, the internal political FBI. The average FBI is pretty good. To sit there and get in his face and tell him not to ask questions about the drill that was in the Boston Globe. We're going to blow Sandy Hook wide open, punk. We're going to blow your next false flag open. We are going to teach people about false flags. You listen to those generals and the defense ministers, they're talking about false flag in Arabic, in Turkish, because that's the term the military uses, folks. It's in army manuals how to stage false flags. Grow up, America. Stop being so naive, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to turn the show back over to you guys. I'll be calling in with more reports throughout the days on Sunday and Monday. I salute the entire team. This is big news that the Turkish false flag is now in the BBC and other publications. We forced it out. Great job, Paul Watson, the entire team, the writers, everybody, the customer service, the shipping department, our entire operation is absolutely getting on all cylinders, and we are going in 110% and never backing off. They tell us to be calm. They tell us to shut up. They tell us that's how we get things done politically. That's how we lost this country. We are not going to be put in a box or label. We want freedom. We want it now. 1776 worldwide. God bless you.
Exactly right, Alex. You know, they picked a very bad day to scoff at the idea of false flags. There's so much historical evidence. We've got an article up yet again. We keep putting this out every time this comes up, the history of false flags, another article up today on InfoWars. But to pick the very day that we've got a NATO false flag, a Turkish false flag being put out, and YouTube being turned off for an entire country to try to censor that, and all of the press censoring it, that's bad timing for Chris Hayes and MSNBC, isn't it, Paul?
It's very bad timing, David. I mean, it wasn't MSNBC who were the first to report on Tsarnaev being unarmed at the bow when they went on the manhunt for these alleged Boston bombers. It was Infowars.com. It wasn't MSNBC that reported on the fact that the whole narrative behind Tsarnaev's throat wound, again, was completely fabricated, a complete lie. Another aspect to this is the fact that, again, Hayes describes the reaction, state senator's reaction, go F yourself to Dan Bidondi, as absolutely justifiable profanity. He's saying it's justified. This is why MSNBC is completely out of touch with the American people, because the backlash was so severe. Mm-hmm. Miller, the state senator, was forced to terminate his entire Facebook page after issuing this public apology. I mean, I was on it when it broke, and it was going absolutely insane. Again, the 250,000 views on the YouTube video, 700 respondents, vast majority of them slamming Miller over his profane-laden response.
I'm glad there was that kind of an approach, you know, we didn't see that happen so much when Nancy Pelosi said, are you serious, when they asked her about the constitutionality of Obamacare. We should have seen that kind of backlash. I appreciate that that's finally happening, and it's happening because of InfoWars. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to continue to talk about this revelation from Turkey. Stay tuned.
1 week left to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials.
And that's not all.
We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line. We've been talking about the false flag in Turkey, how the media has ignored it, how MSNBC has mocked Dan Badondi and InfoWars for covering the false flag that we believed happened last year at the Boston bombing. Paul, you were talking about the effect that InfoWars had. I remember when this was happening live, and as we were watching them show the tapes of these suspects when they finally identified the Sarneo brothers as being the suspects they were looking for, Leanne McAdoo said the backpacks are the wrong color. One of them was white, and the backpacks have been shown as being these black backpacks. So we reported that, and it was kind of surreal because it took about 20 minutes. CNN lined up a guy who was an FBI consultant, and he comes out and he goes, well, this is what they could have done. The guy with the white backpack, he could have had a black backpack inside of it, and he could have pulled it out, and then that would explain it. But, you know, to this day, we have never seen any surveillance footage of them even sitting the backpacks down where they exploded. Now, of course, the governor was told by the FBI that they had such footage, but then the governor, when questioned, said he had never seen that footage. You know what? We've never seen that footage either. We also had the Southern Poverty Law Center that was pushing the idea that this was somehow related to Patriots, because this is around Patriots Day. They kept pushing that, and looked like they had a press conference that was set up to put that out, and they said they had the suspects all there, they had all the video footage. Abruptly, they just stopped it and delayed it for a full 24 hours. So it was a very interesting time. It was very interesting to be engaged in that, to watch these things unfolding in real time. It was really kind of surreal. I guess you probably were watching it in real time as well there in England, weren't you?
It was astounding, David. I mean, Infowars.com was bigger than DrudgeReport.com for one day, which, if you understand the magnitude of that, it's jaw-dropping. You also had the incident where they arrested a naked individual during the manhunt, which was clearly the other brother who later mysteriously was shot to death. Mm-hmm. They had already arrested him earlier. He didn't resist. They put him in a paddy wagon, and later it turns out he was shot dead. All kinds of crazy things going down during the manhunt, which, of course, was a massive martial law promotional exercise.
Yes.
But then going back to MSNBC, again, you know, their slogan is lean forward. I mean, as I write in the article, if hosts like Chris Hayes lean forward any further, they're going to plummet into the same bottomless pit down which MSNBC's ratings have plunged, because they lost 50% of their audience between November 2012 and 2013. Yeah. 50% of their audience gone. And most of it was in the demographic of viewers aged between 25 to 54, the crucial demographic. And, you know, guess where a lot of those viewers have come to? Not only to InfoWars, but to many other alternative media platforms. So,
and I don't even like to use the term alternative media. I like to use the term authentic media, because we're not perfect, but we're trying to cover this as we see it. We're not trying to censor our news. We're not trying to dance around the fact that a false flag's been exposed in Turkey. If we see them plotting to fire missiles on their own people to start a war, we're going to report that. Unlike the mainstream media, unlike MSNBC.
The key word is adversarial. That's mm-hmm. what the media was always supposed to be about. Now it's about regurgitating state propaganda. MSNBC is no different from a White House press release. They never challenge anything. All they do is sit there all day and make jokes about, you know, Mitt Romney having a black baby in his family, Melissa Harris-Perry saying the state owns all our children. It's pathetic, and the fact that it's on the decline is so encouraging, and that's why we encourage them to continue with their talking points, because they're completely failing on every front. And I've tweeted Chris Hayes directly. Let's see if he has any response.
Well, that'll be interesting. I don't know if he will. I'd love to see you on his program. That would be an interesting back and forth. Well, we're going to be having in the next segment, we're going to have Anthony Gucciardi come on, because, you know, the possibility was brought up yet again of a false flag when Obama brought up the possibility. The thing he's most concerned about is a nuclear bomb going off in New York. Then, of course, Homeland Security, what do? They pull back bomb detectors from New York City as he's saying that. So Anthony Gucciardi is going to talk to us about the possibility of that. What does it look like if you prepare for yourself and you prepare for your family before that happens, to think about the eventuality of that? Because there's been so much information, as we've reported here at InfoWars, the missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base that wasn't even supposed to have nuclear weapons there. And Anthony's been on that story. He's going to join us. He's going to talk to us about that. And, of course, we've had a lot of breaking health news about Fukushima. We have a high school student doing what the FDA would not do. Paul, thank you so much for that article. Thank you for joining us. An amazing expose. It really shows what they're up to.
Thanks, David.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in the studio now with Anthony Gucciardi. And, of course, Anthony is following the issues of our toxic environment very closely, and a lot of information has just come out the last couple of days about this. We have a story where Vladimir Putin is saying Russia must protect its citizens from GMOs. Also in Brazil, they're looking to ban Monsanto's Roundup and other toxicity risks. We just reported last week that in France, they're stopping BT corn. That's a genetically modified corn, the only one that's allowed in the EU, because they found out that, they know in France that they don't want their citizens having GMO. They're trying to ban it before the planting season. But the interesting thing about BT corn is that it rapidly went to about 75% of the corn in America. And now it's no longer having the desired effect on the worms it was designed to kill. That pesticide is systemic throughout the corn. So now they're going to continue, though, to grow BT corn, and they're just going to spray pesticides on the outside of it as well. So you get it systemically distributed through there. as well as sprayed on the outside. And, of course, they're pointing out in Brazil one of the reasons that they're getting rid of Monsanto's Roundup and other things like that is because of a recent study that suggested that glyphosate, that's Roundup is the commercial name, glyphosate is a chemical, they have linked that to a fatal kidney disease. So the Brazilians, the French, the Russians, they're looking out for their citizens, but we're just doubling down. And, you know, we've got everybody selling vaccinations. Guess what? Autism has increased 30% in just 2 years. Now it's 1 in 68. Maybe that has something to do with the fact that everybody and their uncle is selling vaccinations. What do you think?
Well, I think you hit the key point is that the international community is fighting against Monsanto, fighting against GMOs, fighting against all of this, fighting even against the war on the Second Amendment, even though they don't have the same constitution that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, but meanwhile, the criminal rogue elements in the United States government are doubling down. You said it very well. They're doubling down. And they're going after us, but I think they're desperate enough to go ahead and start issuing threats, like Obama said on air that, you know, hey, you know, New York could be attacked with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure we cover that and tie it into the key report. I think one of the most important things that I know I've ever covered, I think that InfoWars has ever covered at large, is the missing nuke scandal of 2013. And specifically, what went on with Dyess Air Force Base, the nukes, we covered it, we broke it first due to key military inside sources.
They weren't even supposed to have nuclear weapons at Dyess Air Force Base.
That's exactly right. And that's one thing, though. I want to get into the timeline of it as well, how Lindsey Graham, the same day, hours later, after we broke the story, went ahead and said South Carolina could be nuked, which is where they were going to actually take the nuclear weapons from Dyess. And then does this have any connection? You know, because the inside source said, you know, it could be off the harbor somewhere around that entire area of New York, South Carolina, all of it. So I want to get into that. That concerns me. But first and foremost, I think it's absolutely essential for everyone to realize something. Think for a moment, visualize for a second that tomorrow morning you wake up and the elite hold good on their threats. And there is a suitcase nuke that goes off in a major city, right? And rogue elements inside the government carry it out, or whoever does. The point is,
whether it's terrorists or whether it's a rogue government, yeah.
Whether they just let it happen, whether right. It is, you know, actual terrorists, doesn't matter. The point is, you wake up tomorrow and that has happened. Suddenly, your issues are reordered. Suddenly, it doesn't really matter if you're going to get that little promotion at your work. Suddenly, it doesn't really matter that, you know, something bad happened in your family 16 years ago. Whatever. The point is, all of us have issues in our lives and are struggling on a daily basis. We have to understand and put ourselves in the ideology that if we don't stop and do something now, that very well could happen.
Yeah.
And if we don't start blowing the whistle, like what if we were just to ignore the sources that told us about those missing nukes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what would have happened, you know, because they were threatening them back then. Oh, a nuke could go off in South Carolina. We might have to go to war with Iran and Syria. You know, if we didn't put it out there in such a big way, who knows what could have happened?
Yeah.
And there's so many stories, you know, people around the world are doing such a good job with all of this. Who knows what could have happened? If we don't put ourselves in the mindset and go and say, hey, we're imperfect people. Hey, we don't really know all the answers. Hey, we've made mistakes in the past. Hey, we don't really know what's going on fully, but we're going to do our best to actually try and help people and actually try and inform people and actually try and stop the real criminal elements driving all of this. If we can do that as a whole, as a planet, we can protect and defend our planet from the GMOs, from the false flag attacks, from all of it. But only if we do that, only if we decide today that we're not going to wait until there's a nuclear attack on our country or throughout the world. And as Alex said yesterday, that will ultimately affect everyone. Even if there's an attack in England or something, it will come here. We will be affected. The generations of our children will have diseases and cancer and die. And that is the ultimate solution. We have to put ourselves in that mindset now. We have to feel that pain today so we don't experience it tomorrow. And instead of saying, I don't want more burden on my shoulders, we say we want bigger shoulders to carry it. That is the answer.
You know, I think back to what we saw this last week when we watched the Albuquerque police shoot that homeless man who was doing nothing. He was camping out in an area outside the city. How horrific that was to see them shoot him down in cold blood. And yet we have in Turkey, we have a defense minister, their intelligence community, all these government officials plotting to shoot missiles at their own troops. You know, as Stalin said, one person's death is a tragedy, a million people die is just a statistic, right? we have to understand what these people are truly capable of. These are people who want to start a war with Syria. They've done everything they can to start a war with Syria. They're trying to start a war with Russia. And in the midst of all of this, Obama says, well, what I'm really worried about is a nuclear bomb going off in New York City. You know, I'm kind of telegraphing. They always seem to have a compulsion, too. This is another thing that concerns me. I've noticed in my personal life, as well as in public life, people who have something up their sleeve, something criminal, something they're going to do to you, they always telegraph it. They always talk about it. We bought a piano once. Let me just tell you, we bought a piano once, and we didn't have a place of it. We were moving. We stored it at the piano warehouse. The guy burned the piano warehouse down once before and hadn't been caught. He was a store manager. He was selling these pianos multiple times. Okay, as we're leaving, he tells my wife and I, oh, and don't worry about your piano. If it catches fire, we got insurance. And we're like, where'd that come from?
Right.
I mean, just out of the clear blue. A couple of months later, we see on the television, the warehouse is on fire, and the guy's picture comes up, and the police are looking for this guy. I have had that happen to me so many times in my life when somebody is planning something criminal to do to me or something underhanded, and they telegraph it ahead of time. They're compelled to talk about that. And so it's very concerning to me on that level when I see Obama start to talk about the suitcase nukes when we've had a lot of understanding about how nukes have gone missing, not only suitcase nukes, but the ones from Dyess Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah, and tons of them have gone missing. It's important that we push it, though. But you notice that once we really start hitting on a real issue, that they come out and then freak everyone out with a phony terroristic threat or a real one. You know what I mean? That's the way the game is played, and it means that we're actually making real strides and real success. Because if we hit on these key issues, and everyone has, there's multiple layers to this. There's the political news layer where there's distractions and craziness and attacks, and Obama throwing that out there that New York City is going to be nuked amid all this Russian stuff, where you're called a Russian KGB agent supporter if you don't want World War III, you know, which I think is a little bit insane myself. Mm-hmm. And you notice the people that don't really get the situation are the ones saying that you know, Russia is evil and everything like that. And no one's really, no, you know, we're not taking sides. We just don't want World War III. I mean, it's pretty simple to me. But anyway, so there's layers to this. There's that geopolitical layer of the news media where they throw things out there and they're going to start talking about Al-Qaeda more to scare people to get them off the subject because they know that, you know, over and over we're going to hit on these key points and get what we want. But then there's also a societal level of distraction. And that, of course, is the entertainment industry throwing out Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, right? And if you're not submitting prototype, then you are not cool. And what do they care about? They don't care about anything in the world of geopolitical stuff, or they don't care about science or technology or anything. They only care about looking and acting and feeling cool. So when they walk around, you know, with their $30 fake fur coats and they act like they're cool, then they are cool. You know, that's all that matters, being cool. But then beyond that, you actually have the successful business person who's overtaken by the corporate world. And he doesn't have any time to really look into all this stuff because he's too busy looking at his 401ks and understanding IRAs and Vanguards and stuff. And he doesn't get it, and he has to support his family. So there's a monetary aspect. This is layers and layers and layers and layers of control. And the key thing of the visualization that tomorrow you wake up and New York City has been blown up by a nuclear weapon and Obama's on the news announcing martial law is to understand that none of that matters. None of it actually matters. If you visualize it and you realize none of it matters, it's all distractionary. I understand that, you know, we need to take care of our lives and monetarily and everything, but none of that matters if the criminal elements in the government get away with what they want. It doesn't matter. You have to think about your lineage. 100 years from now, your children. I mean, do you want them to be walking around with toad genetics in them from eating GMOs or you know, half butterfly or something? I mean, that's just one spectrum of this. Or do you want them to even exist? If we have World War III and we fuel this garbage in the media, you know, that, oh, we have to go after Putin. Oh, John McCain's right. We have to go get those Russians. They don't understand that they will be casualties in all of this. And this is not for our benefit. It is a complete scam system, multi-tiered, and the only way is to eject. You're in a plane that's burning and the wings are falling off and it's going 900 miles an hour and it's jet setting down to the ground. You have an ejection button that you can press at any time. don't be afraid to press that injection button and realize that you have a parachute, you're sailing through the sky, and you can finally see everything for the way it is. That is the answer.
That's right, and we have a way to reach people, too. I'm looking at this story here that's on InfoWars today. School Science Project reveals high levels of Fukushima nuclear radiation in grocery store seafood. This was a high school student who went out and got a Geiger counter. She did what the Canadian government would not do. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency stopped testing imported food for radiation in 2012. She found very, very high levels of radiation in the food. She's reporting that. That's not real journalism, however, according to Chucky Schumer. Okay? You have to be somebody who makes a living doing that. But the people who are making a living doing that are not doing that reporting.
Just like you can't be a reporter unless you work at CNN.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
Seattle also said that they're not going to test any radiation because they don't care. Even though the independent scientists, it was on Drudge a few weeks ago. We actually talked about it last time I was on with you. They said that, yeah, there's Fukushima radiation coming over. We're concerned about it. We should begin testing. And Seattle said, no, we're not going to do anything like that. And California is shutting off the counters and everything like that. So that's good. If people actually go out and do something,
yeah,
they should be congratulated. Good job for being an actual citizen who cares about not eating Fukushima radiation that we said in 2011 was coming over here, mm-hmm, and has already hit. Mm-hmm. But they're just now pretending like it's a huge revelation that Fukushima might affect us in some way.
Well, see, and there's some breaking news out of Seattle. You mentioned Seattle. We have two possible sources of fumes have been identified for making 18 workers sick at the Hanford nuclear site. Now, this is one of the oldest nuclear sites in the country. They've had numerous problems there. And this really highlights one of the key threats. I mean, now we could have a false flag attack. We could have a terrorist attack with a nuclear weapon, with a suitcase bomb. But the thing that's happening is we've got these aging nuclear power plants. And the former head of the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, has said that after, in the wake of Fukushima, he said that we need to shut down every one of our nuclear power plants in the U.S. because they're fundamentally flawed, the design, and that we could have the same type of problem that they have at Fukushima. And it's not just a meltdown of the reactor. It can also be the stored waste that's there. Now we're seeing at Fukushima what a problem stored waste is, and that's being done at all these various sites. So these are all potentially much larger than a suitcase nuke that's going to go off. Of course, they're going to use a suitcase nuke to crack down on what's left of any civil liberties.
And what does Obama want to do? He wants to build dozens of more nuclear power plants
across, oh yeah,
the United States.
Absolutely.
It's almost like everything that makes sense, the very opposite must be proposed by the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that makes sense,
yeah,
you know, over and over again. But yeah, also hundreds of them are leaking and everything like that. I mean, it's a ticking time bomb. There's no question. And they're building along the coast. Mm-hmm. And then they also have
building them on fault lines.
This weird doublespeak, mm-hmm, where they say, oh, climate change is going to ruin everything. New York will be underwater. We're all going to die. Let's build more nuclear power plants along these very areas where we're, you know, claiming that climate change is going to ruin everything.
So yeah,
they don't even believe their own propaganda.
Right.
I mean, if they did, they'd have to do something about it, right? But
yeah,
instead, they propose all these plants to build along these very areas they say are going to be underwater and sunken with tsunamis and tidal waves and everything. That's another thing. The nuclear plants, I mean, tomorrow, there could be major issues with all these things. All these things could go wrong at any point. We have to live life with the understanding that we're here for a very limited time. We're here to protect our lineage. We're here to protect, you know, our future. And the only way we can do that is to really get focused and understand what matters. Because, I mean, you could die tomorrow driving, really. But the greater threat to humanity is this criminal element that does want nuclear attacks in New York to fuel what they ultimately want to accomplish.
That's right. You know, and I often hear from Christians who are very trusting in God. It's like, you know, we just need to leave everything to God and just not worry about that. But, you know, I think it's true in so many ways. Somebody has said, you know, you believe as if everything depends on God, but you act as if it depends on you.
That's
we
right.
need to take it as if everything depended on us. We have been put here to be responsible for the things that have been put in our charge as stewards of our family, of our country, of our culture, of our environment. And we need to do everything that we can to protect those things. And God will ultimately have the decision about what's going to happen.
To stand before God and say, I'm an imperfect person. I've made mistakes. I don't know everything. I don't know the answer to everything. but I'm willing to work for good before the Creator, who, you know, just say, I'm ready to work for good, and it will come. And we wanted to get into the timeline of the missing nukes, which I got off on a tangent on all this. It's inspirational to me. I wanted to talk about that. I think we have a clip ready to queue up in a second as well. But specifically, the timeline, and we have the articles as well to show on screen, basically, we received this high-level military intelligence that a nuclear transfer with no papers was going from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas to South Carolina. Now, we were concerned about this and made the decision to go ahead and release it based on the fact that this was a super high-level military intelligence person. And then we went out and we released it, and we weren't really sure what was going to go down because we just put it out there. We put the text out there. We, you know, protected the source, just said, hey, there's some really weird stuff going on. The base commander came out, signed off on it, but there was no real documents. He gave them the go-ahead, and then the truck started moving to South Carolina with these nuclear warheads that were never supposed to be at Dyess Air Force Base. And hours later, Senator Lindsey Graham came out and issued a warning. We confirmed it actually happened, and his staffers were, like, freaking out about it when I called them, and that's recorded up there. I don't think we have that queued up today because there's so much. But ultimately, he was saying, yes, you know, I'm concerned about Syria. You know, I'm concerned about Iran, all this stuff. There could be a nuclear attack on South Carolina, Charleston Harbor, I believe it was, mm-hmm. which is right exactly where we were told that these weapons were being transferred to. Now, this was hours after we found out about this, so this was hours later. And then,
parallels exactly what Obama just said about New York, except this was Lindsey Graham talking about South Carolina. And we know that the nukes are headed toward South Carolina.
Yeah, so they if in the event that they were fully transferred, they are not rerouted. They are already there as of months ago, and they could have been rerouted anywhere. So this is what concerns me. Now, beyond all of that, I called Dyess Air Force, and I will play it when we come back, I guess. But I asked them, hey, can you tell me about the transfer, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, we can't talk about the transfer of weapons. Well, I didn't even mention the word weapons. So we'll play that when we come back, then.
When we come back, we're going to have more from Anthony Gucciardi. And we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the next hour. We're going to be talking about the Ukraine, the IMF, and a lot of bankers who seem to be committing suicide. What's up with that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Call 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com for weekly discounts and sales. That's UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Now, this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by My Patriot Supply. We've been talking about all these false flag attacks. It's clear there's no longer time to wait. If you need to start preparing, prepare today. Get on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves on their system control. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for some special offers to listeners of this broadcast. For limited time, they're offering additional discounts off their already low prices. That website again is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Anthony, we were talking just before the break about the interesting parallels of Lindsey Graham being in South Carolina, talking about war that's about to break out, war with Syria and other issues, going up against the Russians at that time because the Russians were essentially allies of Syria. And this out of the clear blue sky, he brings up the prospect of a nuclear attack there in Charleston Harbor. And that same day, we had gotten intelligence that nuclear weapons were on their way to South Carolina from a Air Force base that wasn't supposed to have nuclear weapons.
It seems to be straight out of their playbook, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When there's an issue with a foreign power that they want to engage with, they just say, well, there could be a nuclear attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unsubstantiated until you look at the fact that they were transferring the nuclear warheads from Texas to South Carolina, which is concerning. So I don't know what they're going to do. All I know...
Are they just fear-mongering, or are they planning a false flag attack? Because they have planned false flag attacks. So we spent most of the last couple hours talking about the long history of false flag attacks in the wake of this one being exposed in Turkey to get a war started yet again with Syria.
World leaders love to at least think of that possibility. I mean, it's happened for thousands of years. It's nothing new. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. I mean, that's what you do. How many times on a smaller scale have you gone up to your friend and just jokingly, patted him on the side and he thought it was one of your other buddies? You know what I mean? Just to joke around with them. Well, this is a major scale. It's human nature to essentially instigate things that you want done. If you're evil then and a world leader, which many of them do get there by being psychopathic and evil, a larger scale is to have a false flag attack. And these people don't have morals. These people don't care about you and they don't care about me. And the very prospect of it is what's concerning, and that's why we need to treat it like a real threat and treat it by exposing it and spreading the information, because otherwise we could be facing something very, very much, real.
Yeah.
And it does seem it's just like Syria. We managed to stop that. I mean, that was a major, major, major victory. Obama was pushing for that harder than I think he's ever pushed for anything.
They were trying to sell the narrative that the only way that the sarin nerve gas, the only source, the place that it could have come from was the Syrian government itself, and yet... As we pointed out, and part of the ways that we were fighting back against that false narrative, the truth of the matter was is that there had been sarin gas attacks previously, not that long ago. They've been looked at by both U.N. inspectors as well as Russian inspectors as well as U.S. intelligence, and they had all determined that the sarin gas at that time had been homemade. It wasn't of the refined quality that Syria would have. And then we had reports as well that there had been some gas that had been brought to that area from some Saudi intelligence. So there were a lot of different things that pointed to the fact that it was not a foregone conclusion that gas had come from Syria. It actually made no sense at all for them to try to provoke an attack considering the fact they were surrounded on all sides, everybody pointing their guns at them. But it's an amazing thing to see this unfolding in real time. And any last words you want to make about the nuclear?
I just think we need to treat it as a realistic threat, and we need to expose it and get the information out and envision this, and we can fight this. We can stop it all.
Anthony Gucciardi, thank you for joining us. Thank you for pointing that out. We're going to be back in the next hour with Gerald Celente. He's going to be talking about the Ukraine, what the IMF is up to there, and banker suicide.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.